In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. About 20 years ago, a young couple new to this area was visiting Holy Trinity around this time of the year, and they heard about home blessings and asked me to come to their house and bless it. When I arrived, them not being Orthodox, I explained with great eagerness and great enthusiasm and excitement how we do a blessing. You know, we sing, we go and bless each room with holy water, and then we pray for your family. And there was a marked and sudden hesitation on their part. This invisible wall went up. They had strong reservations about the use of holy water in their home. "Can't you just say the prayer?" they asked. "Why do you need to use that water?" "We believe in the word, not in water," they explained. It's an interesting perspective, and it's important for us to realize there's a good-sized portion of Christianity that does resist or question the use of holy water. And the reasons run the gamut from a fear of falling into superstition to a rejection of anything that might appear Catholic to simple and honest question of why not just the word? Why the water? Well, why holy water is a question you may have heard before. It's a question you may have wondered yourself. Interestingly, the question is not new. Some 800 years before Christ, so 2,800 years ago from now, there was a Syrian general named Naaman. This story you can find if you're interested in 2 Kings chapter 5. Anyway, Naaman had leprosy, and he was sent to the prophet Elisha to be healed. And he brought horses and chariots and servants with him, and he asks Elisha to heal him of his leprosy. So Elisha sends a messenger out of his house who says to Naaman, "Go wash in the River Jordan 7 times. General Naaman does not like that answer. It says in the Bible, it says, Naaman became furious. "Why can't Elisha just say the word?" he asks. "Why can't he just call on his God? Why can't he just wave his hand over me and be done with it?" So Naaman bolts away in rage and effectively says, "Forget it." Now his servants catch up with him and they calm him down and they say, "Master, is it really too much if a prophet says wash and be clean?" In other words, give it a try. Give it a try. So Naaman reluctantly goes to the River Jordan and dips in 7 times. And I bet you know what's going to happen. Naaman is completely healed by the grace of God of his leprosy. He is healed through the waters of Jordan. And so you see the question, why not just the word, why holy water? It's not a new question. It was asked and answered 800 years before Jesus Christ. And actually the question was answered countless times before and after that event. God uses water as a means of grace so many times throughout history. According to Genesis, water is the first thing that God created. Now, we often think of the first thing that God created as being light because of the command, "Let there be light." But if you go back to Genesis, it says, when God created the heavens and the earth, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and then God said, "Let there be light." Then God said, "Let there be light." First, the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters. The water comes first. The water is the first thing that God ever created. God created life. God created Eden from water. The bodies of every living creature on this earth are made from water. When God drowned sin in the days of Noah, he did it with water. When God rescued Israelites from the grip of Pharaoh, it was through the water of the Red Sea. I mean, you'll hear the same events recounted in our prayer of the great blessing of water a little bit later. When God had Joshua lead the Israelites into the promised land, it was through the waters of Jordan. When Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal in a contest, he used water. John's baptism was with water. Christian baptism is with water. Jesus heals a man born blind. How? By having him go to the waters of Siloam and wash there. When Jesus is crucified, a soldier pierces his side with a spear and out comes blood and water. Now, could God have done all these things without water, with just a word? Maybe yes, maybe no. The point is, he didn't. The point is, he didn't. God chose to use water time and time again. And the reason is, creation is sacred. The stuff of this world, the physical building blocks of life, every cell in your body, they are all part of God's plan of redemption. They are tools in God's work of sanctification. And the Son of God came into this world not just spiritually, not as a ghost, not just as a thought, not just mentally. God came into the world physically. God was born with a physical body as Jesus Christ and sanctified human nature, which includes a physical nature. And then when that same Jesus dips his little toe into the waters of Jordan, he sanctifies the very building block of creation. Water itself becomes grace-filled. And to this day in the church, we ask God to descend into water to once again enter the stuff of creation, that it might be sanctified and that we might be sanctified through it. So you see that question, why holy water? It's not a new question. It was asked by Naaman 800 years before Christ and answered in his healing of his very body. And actually, that question was and is answered countless times before and after that event. God uses water as a means of grace throughout history over and over and over again. And he does so to this day. And therefore, God can use water as a means of grace in your life too. Amen.